V3HRY, are you there, Henry? This is Pierre, PE5 Alpha Lima, Saskatoon.
Hey, good morning, Pierre. VA3HRY, I just got your picture.
Oh my God. It's so cute, eh? Well, not me, but that dog, hi. It's pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, it's like it knows it's being, the photograph is being taken, and the timing is perfect with the train in the background. Nice picture.
Yep. Well, my wife, she took the picture and everything. She sent it to me this yesterday or whatever. So, yeah, very happy about it. That's a very nice souvenir or something. You know what I mean? Very, very, I love it. I love it. And if you check behind me, you see my fishing rod and everything, my engine, my dog, and that's pretty cool. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, I see it. I enlarged it, and I see the tackle box and all, and what else do I see? Oh, yeah, I see a big smile on your face.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Oh, my God. Yeah, very nice picture. Anyway, so what's your plan today, Henry? I just got my new antenna yesterday. Oh, my God. That's a heavy duty. Holy shit. For, I didn't take a picture yet, but I just checked it out. The package I received by Bureau later yesterday. And probably put everything all together today, and I sent to you some picture about it. It looked like a very nice antenna so far, well, for that price. So, yeah, I need to do that today because tomorrow and all week next week, rain every day again. And the same thing, Winnipeg. And I check your weather around Windsor or whatever. And it's supposed to be 36 sometime next week. Back to you.
Yeah, Pierre, you're right. It's supposed to be around 36, I think. Thursday next week, Wednesday or Thursday next week. I looked at it this morning and I'm going, uh-oh, it's getting a little warm over here. I better get some bicycle riding before that kind of weather because if it gets humid and that kind of weather, it hurts, you know. It becomes a little bit dangerous, you know. It's not healthy. But, yeah, okay. Well, I don't have any plans for today, but I know I'll find something to do. So I'm going to carry on with the rest of my morning here. And I appreciate the picture. It's it looks like a picture that should be in a magazine, actually. Back to you, Pierre.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, no, that's not a magazine picture. I think my dog wants to go for a walk with my wife. Yeah, you know what? When you're going biking or whatever, early in the morning, that's the best way, and no windy or something like that, you know? Have a coffee after that or whatever. So that's, I think that's pretty good timing. Back to you.
Yeah, I normally get on the trail about 9 a.m. Try to take advantage of some of the cooler weather. In years past, when it gets really hot, I would avoid riding during the day at all. And what I would do is go out about 11 at night and do a night ride. I've got a set of headlights for the bicycle, and on the trail it's safe. So I would do a bike ride during the night, and by the time I get home, it'd be 3 or 4 a.m., that kind of thing. And it was just awesome being out there. But you can't stop. You can't stop on the trail because mosquitoes will just grab you, bite you, and carry you away, you know. So, yeah, sometimes, especially when the sky is clear at night and you can see all the stars out in the county, it's just awesomely beautiful, you know. But, yeah, there's ways of getting around it.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, well, you decide. That's up to you. So everybody's different. So, yeah, that will be a very boring weekend again. And rain every day next week. My God, that's enough. I don't think the farmer in Saskatchewan province, they will be too happy about it. No way. It's too wet and muggy and muds everywhere. You can't go anywhere with that. You know, when you put some new seed and everything, it's terrible. I tell you, that's not a funny job to be a farmer, you know. They're working pretty much 12, 14 hours every day. But, that's not, you know, I respect lots of farmers because if we don't have any farmer in Alberta or Manitoba or everywhere across Canada, that will be screwed up, you know. And, you know, and also the new generation, not too many young children or whatever, they don't want to be a farmer for some reason. They like to go to the high school and university and stuff. So, well, that's all right, you know. Everybody's different, but for the next generation, maybe next 25 years or whatever, I don't know. No, you need to respect those guys because they're working very hard. Back to you.
Yeah, Pierre, you know what? I could never be a farmer. You know, you have to be a laborer, you have to be a mechanic, a scientist, you have to be a businessman. And the weather and policies, government policies, businesses, the economics of it, I just couldn't do it. I've said this to other people. It's a job that I could never do. I respect them. I can almost understand, I can understand why small farmers would sell and large corporations are buying out these small farmers. Anyway, yeah, no, I could never do it, and I respect them because, you know, they're supplying the I just wouldn't have it in me to be able to do that. And, you know, back in high school, I used to see that because I used to live out in a small town. And you see the farmers every year, you know, doing their thing out in the fields, preparing their fields and everything. But and I always wondered, how much does that cost? How much does a tractor cost? That kind of thing, you know, a combine. You know. But anyway, Pierre, I got to get going. Got to do some cleaning around here and prepare for the rest of the day. VE5ALVA3HOI.
Yeah, copy that. All right, that's okay. No problem. So you take care of yourself and have a nice day. And we'll see you later. So you take care, my friend. Thank you for a QSO, and we'll see you later. VE3HRY, VE5AL, We'll be clear and listening. 73.
Yeah, 73, Pierre. Good talking to you. Thanks for the picture. VA3HOY, 73. Hey, good morning, Emil. I can't stick around long, but I'll tell you, you have a hum on your signal, and your audio seems to be a little low, but nothing to complain about. Over.
Yeah, very good. I'm coming through the crossband and kind of close to the four terminals here, so it's probably a challenge. Okay, Henry, thanks. I guess the sun is shining out there, so I think you're going to do some testing there today. So I'll keep you informed anyway. When I go for top water, but we're clear. We're just testing the crossband.
Okay, Emil, and I did get your email, so talk to you later, and have fun. VE1EPVA3HOY, 73.